Welcome to the podcast. I'm Tony. This is Ryan.
Author Tony Lodge.
We're calling.
We're calling Susie. Susie, are you there?
She's gone to the car.
Hello?
Has she accidentally answered? I think she like bumped her pocket and answered and didn't realise we were there.
Hello?
Hi, is that
Hi,
Susie?
Susie?
Yes.
It's Tony
Hi, it's
and Ryan.
Tony and Ryan.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Oh, my God.
I think you accidentally answered the phone because you went, and yeah. then hung up. We were like, oh, bye.
Okay, fucking rude. Oh, shit. Oh, sorry.
Susie, will you approve the podcast?
I was born to approve this podcast. Hey, it's Susie from Bendigo, Victoria, and I approve this podcast.
Welcome.
The final video show of the year.
Of the year.
Christmas special, if you will, because we will be exchanging Secret Santa gifts. Mm-hmm. We will also be writing each other's out-of-office emails.
Yes.
And, wow, you've changed, is how people respond when they...
Oh, Ryan, no, don't do a bad one.
It's not bad, it's just direct. And there's clear boundaries have been put in place. So that's coming up soon. But for the final video show of the year, there has been a bit of conjecture through 2022.
Conjecture, nice.
About whether Tony...
What did you say the other day? Credulous?
Yeah, I just love C words.
Love my C word. Anyway, about the fucked fact.
About whether Tony can or cannot deliver some... incredibly amazing fucked facts. Mm-hmm. Some facts that make you go, whoa, that's fucked.
Because I said, I think that would be a good segment.
Yep.
And Ryan said, oh, yeah, okay. And I did one. And then he went, you can't do that again. Those facts are shit.
Oh, no, it was decided that it didn't really hit right.
Well, every single person that listens has loved it and enjoyed the facts and, in fact, learnt something.
Well, so here's... Here we are.
Yeah, and here's the deal, right? We're not doing this to get... I don't need to win a segment. I just want you to admit that the facts are good.
Okay. And you can sail off into the 2022 sunset knowing that you are, in fact, a great deliverer of facts.
Well, just... Yeah, okay. Let me walk you through the lead up to this moment.
Okay.
So when... we talked about what we were going to do for the final video show because we were like, there are so many cool ideas what we can do.
Yep.
I said, wouldn't it be cool? I would love it if we could do this. And then you went, okay.
That's not exactly how it happened. I was relentlessly bullied for months. People have been campaigning to bring it back and I relented.
And so finally we were like, all right, yeah, I've got one more shot.
Yep. One opportunity.
And to seize everything you've ever wanted, and meow meow. And I immediately was like, fuck yeah. And then I was like, holy fuck, like, I need to win.
Like, needs to be good.
Yeah, it needs to be good. So last week, while you were eating lunch, I think you got Uber Eats, I think you got a little banh mi.
Fucking out me on the fucking video. Just,
I think that's what you did. I ate a salad afterwards.
No, I was eating salads as well.
Yeah.
I was at work.
Yeah.
Fuck, are you fucking serious?
Sorry,
Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying, that's you were busy, so you weren't going to watch it. I'm just saying that you weren't watching it because you were busy.
When I go to Macca's on the way home, I pay cash. It doesn't come up in my statement.
Oh, my God. And so I jumped on a live stream. So all of the Patreons had a little bit of a heads up knowing about this. It was all tiers.
And were you working together or what?
We were working together. So I read out four facts that I had and they went, oh, it's not really a good fact or maybe not that one or back that one in but not this one. And, you know, so there was some really good teamwork.
It's like a comedian like doing some tight fives to like work on their material.
It actually was like that. And I delivered it and someone said, oh, maybe like move that word around so it sounds a bit better.
Yeah.
A lot of people did say on the live stream that fact isn't maybe that good.
Oh.
And I said, as in, like, not that it's not a good fact, but just that it's, like, not a mind-blowing fact.
Okay.
But I said, from everything that I've learned about Ryan over the past 2 years, I have picked facts that I think, based on what you have liked and not liked me saying in the past,
yeah,
I think I have picked some that are very Ryan John.
Interesting. Is this Santa hat going to be blown off the top of my head?
I hope so.
Imagine if that happened.
That would be amazing.
Fucking sick. Yeah.
Mind blown, like literally. Yeah. So
is this like when there's an AI computer that it picks up like millions of data points to create something? You've like over the year been like, oh, it likes a bit of that, not a bit of that, picking up this, bit of that, bit of that. And then it's all molded together.
Like as an example, right, I saw a fact and it was like about, it was like a science, a more of a sciencey one. And I saw it. Right. See, you've just made a face.
I have.
I saw it and I was like, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
And I went to write it down. Then I went, no, you don't like things that you aren't, like, that aren't tangible.
Yeah.
Like, so when I made the fact about the murderers walking past you, you went, well, how do you know?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You can't count that. I was like, yeah, well, it's an average. Like, if you average out the number, you go, well, that doesn't make, you can't do that.
Yeah.
So with all of those learnings, I've tried to apply them to today. Okay. What I want to ask is.
No pressure.
I was going to say something, but I would like to ask you instead.
Sure.
How many chances do I get?
One. One fact, one opportunity. Have you not listened to Eminem? Have you not paid attention?
Eminem, thank you. It's Eminem. Meowshal, meowthers. But could I have more than one chance? Because that feels in the spirit of giving.
Don't
in the spirit
drag
of
Christmas into this.
What would Santa do? WWSD.
All right, here's what I'll. Mm-hmm. It still kind of comes down to the one.
Yep.
But I'll give you your top give me 3, 2, 1.
Oh, my God. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what I will do is whilst it does come down to that last one,
yep.
I will allow the momentum
of the
three
facts
and two
okay.
to, like, accumulate.
Okay. So it's a little bit of, what's the word? Like a...
Amalgamation.
Like it spreads over, but like the concentration
the
of the vote is from the... They're weighted.
They're weighted.
They're weighted differently. Yep. Thank you. Okay. Well, okay. Fucking we're here. All right. I'm actually pumped about this.
Okay.
And you have to go at it with an open and clean mind.
I always do.
Okay.
I always have an open mind.
All right. Here we go.
Are you nervous?
Yep. All right. I never get nervous before I perform. Okay. Ready to go.
I can feel your hand shaking.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Can I just say something to you before we do this? I want you to do well.
Thank you. See, that's what I want to hear.
I want them to be good.
Okay.
I want this hat off my head.
Okay. All right. Fact number three.
Fact number three.
You know the movie Home Alone?
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin is now older than the woman who played his mum in Home Alone.
How old was she when they did the movie?
Younger than he is now.
She seems like 1,000 years old.
Yeah. And he is now. So
and then he still seems 22 in my mind.
Yeah. Well, he's like 12 in the movie.
Yeah. Well, of course he's really old. That's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good fact.
That's a great fact.
Yeah.
Very Ryan John. Right.
As soon as you said something about a movie, I was like, wow. Matt, you know I love it. Oh, you know.
I do know.
Because what do I do after I watch a movie?
Yeah, tell me facts about it.
I look up IMDb. I look up Wikipedia.
And you also.
Do you know they filmed it in Poland?
And you also love aging facts because it's something you can, like, imagine.
Yeah. Also, did you, when watching The Santa Claus, ever have a moment where you go, have they filmed this in the same town as Home Alone? Because it just felt the same.
Oh, I didn't.
But now that I say it,
yeah,
I feel
kind
like,
of.
Yeah.
I think I've only seen Home Alone like half a time.
Is there like one suburb in the US where they're like, this is American suburb
that's
where we
the
film
white,
the movies?
White picket fence area.
Yeah.
Of,
yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We film
I reckon
the
they
there.
Probably do. Yeah. But it's probably like a lot at like Dreamworld or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, no. So a good start.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if people can hear it. It's just started
pissing down.
It's
actually pissing with rain. I hope that no one can hear
it. It's
going
to be a white Christmas. It's snowing outside.
Sleigh bells ring.
This is, it's a sign for
I think so. Because it's raining facts and dogs.
Is that your second one?
No. Bonus fact.
Bonus fact. That's going to help you waiting.
All right.
That's incredible.
Okay. This one.
Number two.
Okay. Is a little bit skewed away from you, but I have a prop.
I love a prop.
I know. I know you do. I know. Okay. This one is from Amber Lockwood. She submitted this fact after the live stream.
So a TAPA?
Yes.
And Patreon?
A very proud TAPA. All right. Bite down on this carrot.
Like bite into it?
Like give it a chunk. It takes the same amount of pressure to bite a carrot as it would to bite your finger off.
Really?
Our brain just stops us because it hurts. So the chomp that
just
you
that
just...
that easy? Yeah. I could be chewing my finger?
Yes. No. But your brain won't let you do it.
But you really need to bite
you
it down.
You kind of need... It's the, like, breaking it to get that crack.
Oh, the thought of that is terrifying. That's a fucking great fact.
That's a great fact. Two for three, baby. Two for two, actually.
Are we sure about that?
Yeah. So I guess it's like the now this isn't the right.
Sorry, I'm eating on a podcast.
Yeah, everyone hates that. I know that this is, and that we can reuse these for reindeer food for when Santa comes.
When I saw them this morning, I was like, I thought that's why they were here.
No, see, little trick.
I'm impressed, mate.
So apparently,
I'd hate for the momentum.
I'm guessing that it's something about like our bone density is like that of a carrot.
Yeah. Okay.
Or something. I don't know.
Well, lucky I didn't bite down on this thing because that's my fake one.
That would have snapped right off.
Real bad news.
Yeah. Where are we going to get another one at Christmas? It's the 16th of December.
Fact, this finger for everyone is made of half coral and half of my wrist.
Is that a fact?
Sorry to Ian.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
That is a fact.
Does that get added to the weighting because you've brought in your own facts?
Sure. The momentum is hot.
So now I've got hot. 3 for 3. Facts.
No, you don't get to count it, but I would say the momentum is high.
Okay, all right.
What I will say, though, is that it would be a real fucking shame for you to come in so strong and full of momentum and fuck this last one.
Okay.
Or are you just so confident?
I'm confident.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Drum roll, everybody. The final fact. The final fact.
Will
the
Tony,
rain's just stopped.
And there's a silent, there's a hush over the city of Melbourne.
Everybody waits with bated breath.
In anticipation. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Will Tony sail off into the sunset of 2022 knowing she's a fact queen? Will I be impressed? Will this hat be on my head in 30 seconds?
Okay.
I'm so nervous.
You know the movie Armageddon?
Good areas.
Yeah.
I'm fucking well aware.
Yeah. That's your fucking.
Whoa.
That's you.
Whoa,
in the
just stop right there. It's all a right. winner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that movie. Yeah. Okay. You know the movie Armageddon?
Yeah.
NASA actually shows that film during their management training program. New managers are given the task of watching it and trying to spot as many errors as possible. It's like one of their tests. At least 100.
What kind of errors? Like management errors, or just like actual errors in the movie?
Like actual errors
like
in
editing,
like
goofs and
no, not like but like science errors.
Oh, like you wouldn't hit that tab.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that, and that wouldn't look like okay, that. And yep, that air is blue, but would it actually be green kind of thing? At least 168 errors have been found by training managers from NASA watching that movie.
My hat has blown off my head. How many facts? 168 errors.
I'm actually going to...
168. Who fucking made that movie? Michael Bay, I'll tell
you. And it turns out, you know how the huge plot of the movie
is
that it's easier to teach the drillers to be astronauts?
Ridiculous.
Apparently not. Don't go doing that in real life.
So can I add a fact to the fact?
Please.
Apparently during the filming, Ben Affleck's like, you know, they're doing this scene and he says to the director, like, this part's pretty dumb. Like, this probably wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
And the director just goes, hey, Ben, shut the fuck up.
Great. Add in your own facts. Bring your own flavour to it.
Man, you have me at Armageddon.
I know. It's
and
a good fact.
Management training to an MBA student. Fucking call Peter Drucker, the doctor of management science.
Mate.
Holy shit. Can someone please, not just because of the rain, bring a towel to the studio? Well, not for that reason.
Yeah.
I've shut myself out. No. Towels ahoy. Fuck, Tony Lodge, you have outdone yourself. That was so good.
Yeah. yay. Oh.
Do I have Christmas hat hair under because my hat's blown off?
No, you're fine. You can put your hat back on though.
Oh, it's across the other side of the room. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So you know what? I'm really proud of that. And thank you to everybody who helped me workshop. The two facts.
You should be paying the Patreons, not the other way around.
Well, I would just like to say the Home Alone one and the Armageddon one, I had locked away. I just had another science-y one.
Locked away for a rainy day.
You wouldn't think so in December, but yes.
Tony got caught riding her scooter.
I did. I got caught in the rain this morning.
Yeah. You look good. You look real. But when you walked in, you're like a bit sort of.
Oh, a bit windswept.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, got caught in the rain. I was like,
fuck. Great day for me. Fucked and fucked.
Hey, it's Susie from Bendigo, Victoria, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tapers over at our Facebook group. No, Patreon.
Patreon.
Facebook group, though, is available for anyone. Alice Champion.
And what a champion.
Yeah. God. Do you reckon that Alice saw the tier and went...
I can't not
no
see
brainer.
That one.
I've got to. Paloma Alasaf, you'll be hearing from Paloma next week.
I've actually got something to say about her.
Oh, have you?
Yep.
Cade McLogan, thank you so much. Simone Thompson and Lords Rodney and Evan Stickles Palmer. So we hear from Rodney Stickles Palmer a lot. So,
well, Rodney Stickles Palmer was one of the ones who was quite aggressive about bringing the fucked fact back.
Well, Rodney's probably not even listening anymore because he died about 5 minutes ago from being excited about the fact.
Yeah, probably.
Rodney's from Perth. Rodney is the one who sent us the video of the garbage truck with our faces on it.
Yeah, thanks for that, Stickles.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
The big SP.
Now.
Silly penis.
Today is our final video show. That was good.
Thanks.
Today is our final video show of the year. So next Friday and the Friday after they won't be. But next Friday I got something special.
Next Friday?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? So
instead
special?
Of a video show, there'll be
what
the...
Oh,
Tony and I have done a little something special, which will
something
come out next
special,
to replace the video
special.
Show. But in our place for the next 2 weeks, as we give ourselves a bit of a break, some tarpers are going to be hosting some throwback episodes.
Yes.
So a shout out. Next Monday will be hosted by the Big Twig.
Woo!
Charles Patterson is hosting next Tuesday. Kimberly Majors.
Kimberly Manners.
She'll be in there as well. Liana Bruja-Hardlin will be next Thursday.
Who? You mean Lenina Bratinaton?
Yeah, my mistake.
Sorry, yeah. Don't get her name wrong, mate. She doesn't like it.
Ashley Olsen, don't mention her sister, will be hosting as well.
Mary Kate was not available.
Paloma from Texas.
Paloma
will be
Alisaf, yeah. Yep. She's doing Tuesday.
Travis Ledeau.
Travis Ledeau.
And the final episode of the year.
Surprise. Surely. Surely.
A surprise.
That's what I thought. I thought it would be like an exciting, like, oh my God.
And the final episode of the year by two surprise
guests,
hosts who will be hosting the throwback episode.
It is not Santa.
So that's the next few weeks. And then we'll be back January 3rd.
January 3rd, which is a Tuesday. So the Monday you'll have to kind of keep yourself
Well, everyone
busy.
Has a public holiday because they're all
public
hung.
Holiday. Everyone's hungover. Yeah. You've only eaten cheese for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's that weird time where like.
We'll be back on Monday to record for Tuesday.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So yeah. We won't be on Monday. No.
Yeah. But that's what's coming up. And. It's been a long year and we are looking forward to having a week or two off.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I'm actually going off to record the audiobook for my book.
Oh, so thanks. You're going to rest up then?
Yeah, so I'll be really well rested by the time I come back.
But before we go, we need to do our Secret Santa.
Uh-huh. So as a business, which we have.
Yep.
This year, Tony and Ryan became a business.
We were accused of being a business the year before, which we weren't.
Which we fucking weren't.
But we were accused of... being a business.
We were accused of being a business, which we weren't. We were not a business. Now we are a business. But there's two of us that work here. Sorry, Franco, you don't count.
There was some chat about that.
Yeah, someone,
so next year,
I did
Franco
see,
will
Franco,
be in.
We will include you in Secret Santa next year. And maybe if there were three of us, Secret Santa would make
be a bit
more sense.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
So, hey, hang on.
I was going to bring them over.
No, they're my gifts. So we pulled out of a hat between who was going to buy for each other.
Oh, so if they're from you, then that means you got me because it's got my name on it. You already gave it away. You fucked it up.
Why are you ruining this? No one else knows. So you knew that, but no one else watching you, no one else listening you. So we picked in a hat between Ryan and Tony. I did not pick myself. Ryan did not pick himself. And also BJ and Pippa did a Secret Santa and Pippa did not get herself. So I would like to give you, because I want you to open BJ's present so that you can like say what it is.
Okay.
I think that makes sense.
Are we doing that first?
So I'll do BJ's first.
Okay.
So we'll do BJ and Pippa. So you could go and grab Pippa's gift now and then I'll...
So
let's pause before I get the gift. Actually, I'll get the beautiful gifts.
I actually don't have anything physical to give Pippa or Tony. I mean, whoever I got.
Whoever.
Which is such a letdown and less, would you say less romantic?
100%.
Less sexy.
And Torps and I don't do Christmas gifts. So I just won't get to unwrap anything this year.
Tony's being a dick right now, and it's kind of fair, but I think when we hear what Tony and Pippa got, okay, we will be very understanding.
So this is for Pippa.
Yeah.
Picked BJ out.
Okay.
For Secret Santa. Yeah. This is from Pippa to BJ. Mm-hmm. And as you'll see, it is beautifully wrapped. I did this. Pippa did not. Wow. She chucked a tantrum.
She doesn't have opposable thumbs.
But I made those little gift tags on my Cricut. So I just got a Cricut.
It's Craft Mum Tony.
That is actually, can I take a very quick photo of you holding the gift? Because I think that's very cute. Lovely. All right.
We could have
thanks.
Done this off air.
No, do it now.
The wrapping is exquisite.
Thank you.
And
you should be able to just like undo that bow. Yep.
That's fucking good. I don't want anyone to think that the wrapping's gone unnoticed.
Thank you.
Because it shows that you care.
I also just love wrapping gifts.
You do.
I get something out of it too. It's a selfish act. Yeah. All right.
For BJ,
so,
from
but maybe Pippa. Like go quickly because we've got to still do our presents as well.
Okay, it's a wooden box. Oh. And it says sleigh mail, priority delivery for BJ from your cousin Pippa. Within the box, we've got to.
Oh, open the smaller one first.
Okay.
So this is for BJ from Pippa, and I know that you can't see anything right now for people listening.
It is a really delicious collar because his collar's pretty crook.
Mm-hmm, but
maybe bought him a new one the other day.
But this is just a fancy a Christmas one.
And it has got a little bell and a little bow tie on it.
So he can be a little Christmas mister.
Yeah, Christmas mister on because we're having Christmas at the house.
At your house. So you're going to need to dress him up.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, for BJ, yes.
Yeah, the other one's not a dress up, if that's what you're thinking it is. Now, Pippa heard that BJ's favourite toy got destroyed.
Lobby
V2.
Lobby 2.0.
Yeah. So BJ's very, very, I think it's a bit further down. Yeah. BJ's very, very favourite toy, Lobby, did get
Lobby
a bit destroyed. So Pippa heard that and she was very sad because she'd be so upset if one of her favourite toys was destroyed. So she bought a replacement Lobby for BJ and this little Christmas box.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Pippa.
You're welcome,
Pippa.
She says.
Thank you so much. BJ does love Lobby and he misses him. He's now got Jerry the Giraffe.
Yeah, but
the
you
OG
know,
Lobby. And that's great. It'll annoy the fuck out of everyone else with the bell, but it's fucking cute as well.
You'll know where he is the whole day.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to move that down so that it's not in your way? I think it's...
Oh, no, it looks beautiful.
It does.
I want to hear. I want to feel the festiveness.
Oh, okay, great.
Now, I'm so annoyed that I don't have something physical to give you.
That's okay.
But that doesn't mean that the present's not sick.
Okay.
It is...
I'll be the judge of that.
It is a...
So this is for Pippa?
This is for Pippa.
Yeah, from BJ.
From BJ. It is... Oh, should I just say what it is and then I'll explain it?
Okay, yep.
BJ got Pippa a mother and daughter styled photography session with an incredible pet photographer here in Melbourne. So Pippa and her mum can get a beautifully styled photo shoot. Now, the reason it's like a voucher type situation, and the reason it's like a voucher and not a because there's a few details that Pippa's mum need to choose whether
when it is.
If they want an outdoor adventure shoot or if they want an in studio kind of vibe, like, you know, like a really crisp in studio. The styling and dress up because there's different themes.
Lovely.
If you want prints, there's like a matte finish or a gloss, which is included in what I've got.
Woo!
And
so is this for Pippa or Pippa and I?
No, this is for Pippa.
Oh, yeah. But mum gets to go as well. Lucky mum.
Does mum not want to go?
No, I can't wait. That sounds so lovely. That sounds great.
You don't love BJ's?
No, I love it. I love it. That's very sweet. I can't wait to spend the day because we'll go and have lunch beforehand.
Yeah, have
a couple of wines, loosen up.
Should I say the name of the
Please, place? Yeah, because it's, is it called like Portography or something?
Not far off it. The Erin King is her name, and she is known, and her portfolio is incredible.
Okay.
And she not only does the photos and the shoots, but then she'll like Photoshop and make it all beautiful, make the background perfect and stuff, and then you can have it. Why are you?
It is just so funny, and I think it's such a sweet gift.
I feel like you don't like
so
it.
It's so fucking random. I bought BJ fucking squeaky toy. I was expecting like, oh, I got Pipper a bone. Like, let's move on. This really over the top gift.
Do you promise you don't hate it? Do you promise you don't hate it? I'm crying.
How much was it?
Can I just say, if you're short on cash, go into the pet photography business. Because they are fucking, it's a crime scene out there. They are taking you for a ride.
Cowboy world.
They are taking you for a ride. Holy fuck. I didn't know until I just clicked yeah because it was like enough for the session and
no wonder you don't have a car
and a print.
So it's one print.
Well, it's a session.
Yeah.
But the session, like the what I've got in the voucher includes enough for a print
one
as
print,
well.
Right.
But you can obviously get more or less
buy
or whatever
them.
And stuff.
I mean, that's how they get you, isn't it?
That's how they get you. Well, when I clicked, do you want to add a print? I was like, yeah.
Of course. Yeah. That was a mistake.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But I hope you guys, it will actually be a fun day.
That's really sweet.
And because she's so little and cute, I feel like when she's a bit older, because she's still growing or she's not going to get that much bigger or?
She's probably like full size.
Okay, but she will age. I guess what I was saying, you'll be able to look back to like when she was a puppy and stuff.
Yeah.
And whether you want mum in the shoot or not, there's options.
Oh, okay.
I don't hate, and it's not my present now
we
that
could
it's
get,
been gifted.
We could
I don't
get
hate if you were dressed up together.
Yeah, okay. The same brain.
Okay, go.
I love that. People will love that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The gift of a day out.
It's a gift of a day out.
Yeah.
Entitles you to an outdoor on-location pet photography session and a print. Great.
Cool. Lovely. Cool. Well, seeing as you've given the gift of art.
Yeah.
It only seems fair that now I share my Secret Santa gift the person that I got.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. I had you.
Did you?
Yeah, shocker.
Are you supposed to reveal that? Well, I guess you have, so here we are.
I guess we already knew, didn't we? Well, like, we're all playing along, but we all knew. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Incredible wrapping.
Thank you. You don't have to say it every time, but it doesn't go astray.
Now, it feels like a...
Just open it.
Okay. It's a print. Oh, my God. Is this for the new house?
Well, okay. So it is a lovely print by our First Nations artist. Her name is Rachel Sarah.
We've talked about her before, right?
Yeah. And
you went over the limit.
It didn't.
She's an incredible artist. We know her. Like, I mean, I don't claim
we're
friends on the internet.
But this piece in particular, she like releases new collections like once a year or whatever. And this one in particular, this piece is called Momentary.
Yeah.
And the description of it is life doesn't need to be complicated. We weren't born to feel confused or anxious or to live in fear every day, but somehow we allow our minds to be conditioned that way. Life is about moving through the mess at whatever pace you need to reach the other side.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And I thought, and I know that art is like a really personal thing to buy. So
no, I love it because I love the colours and it's fun. And like you said, it's not too serious and randomly, you know, there's a space, that front room at the house.
Yeah.
Which is going to be kind of...
You're probably like covering your microphone a little bit if you want to.
Guys, I'm covering the microphone.
Yeah.
We'll put a photo up in the episode or something. That is beautiful. Thank you very much.
I know that art is like hard to buy other people.
What I was going to say, there's a front room in my house that's going to kind of be the home office.
The office.
And if Tony comes, it's sort of like a creative space like where we can.
Our area.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be perfect there. It's the first room you see in the house, and I'm going to have a gallery.
Wall.
Yeah. So this will be
perfect.
Because it's just going to be all like fun colors, great stuff. And I love her, so I'm so excited that she can be in our house.
Part
now.
Of it, yeah. So,
thank
well,
you. That is
you
a beautiful.
Like
I
it.
Do. I fucking love that. It's a beautiful present. Did you speak to Bridget about it?
No. I just bought it.
Because I'm having a pink phase.
Love
pink.
Are you? Oh, well, then I've picked well.
Because I just like the bit of color and excitement, you know?
Yeah. But I also really liked the description of it, that it's kind of like you get so bogged down, not you, like everybody, get bogged down in like the day-to-day.
Yeah.
And I just really like that maybe you could look at that and go, oh. And the fact that obviously we supported local art is
local art,
is lovely, just as you did for Pippa's gift. BJ did, sorry,
yes.
For Pippa's gift. I hope you like it. I know that buying art for other people is
fucking risky.
Yeah, that's
fucking risky. No, you've nailed that, though.
But, yeah, I hope you like it.
You've nailed that. I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad that I can have her in my house.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds weird out of context.
She's a lovely girl, though. You wouldn't say no.
Well, I would because I'm married and expecting a child. Now, I don't have the beauty, again, of giving you something to unwrap. And this is the least unsexy line you want to hear when you're getting a present. But I'm going to forward you an email.
Great.
It's at your...
Yeah, did you get me something for Christmas? Oh, didn't you get my email?
Okay, that's now sent.
Okay, hang on. Hang on,
it's
everyone.
It's forwarded from Taylor, but go to my email. There's just a big picture.
Okay. Hasn't come through yet. Are you doing that thing where like something's on the way?
No. I've just sent it. I've seen you. I've heard your phone buzz.
Okay, it's just come.
Read it out loud for everyone.
Oh my God. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Tony Lodge private screening, entire gold class cinema, 18 seats for friends and family, cocktails and canapes, and private bar before and after.
Is that your favourite Harry Potter one?
It is my. Did you
Harry
ask
Potter
Torbs?
Four?
Did you ask Torbs whether that was my favourite Harry Potter?
Don't know.
Did you?
Don't know.
Oh my God.
So we've got an entire gold class cinema watching. Is Harry Potter 4 your favourite Harry Potter?
It is my favourite Harry Potter, yeah.
So Harry Potter 4 is on there and. All cocktails, drinks and whatever. And there's like the private bar beforehand so you can all meet and have a chat and a cocktail. And then you know how sometimes you get anxious about like when they're coming in and doing all that, whatever?
Yeah.
They said that they'll have a little chat with you privately to just nail the thing. And because there's no random public that you're going to ruin the show for, you can obviously have whatever you want, whenever you want, and they'll come in and just take care of you. And everyone else, your closest friends and family, you've got a whole cinema to watch Harry Potter 4.
That is a great gift.
Do you promise that's the right movie?
That is my favorite Harry Potter movie. I feel a little bit anxious because I don't have 18 friends.
Okay, I've discussed this with them.
Okay. Did you say it might just be two people? Did you go, could we just get the gold class that has two seats in it?
Okay, so do you want the logistics chat?
Oh, is this good chat for the pod, do you think, or should we take this off air?
So I said, what's the smallest gold class?
She's not going to be bringing anyone.
No one
with
likes her. But they said, so how it works is you have to like book every seat, but then you.
So you just, you definitely also.
No, I didn't. No, I've got a friends with our good friends at Village.
You just pay for my Christmas present.
I said, they go, oh, we'll give that to you for this much. And I was like, no. How much was our limit?
We said the limit does not exist.
Oh, I thought it was 200.
Oh.
Well, I was like, I'll pay the limit and you can pay the rest.
Tony can pay the rest. She'll fix the bill when she leaves.
No, Village can fix the bill.
Oh.
Anyway.
Do we have to make a few videos for him or something?
Oh, mate, there'll be videos.
Okay. So is the real gift in all this...
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you're going to watch a Harry Potter movie?
Well, here's what I wanted to ask you about the 18 people.
Yeah.
Is do you want me to be one of the 18 people?
Of course I do, okay. But I know you hate Harry Potter.
But I love you. And I will watch.
We are
real good colleagues.
Okay.
And
so close.
I will watch Harry Potter 4 without the context
of 1, of 2, and 3.
Well, I've got a bit of 1 because we watched 1.
Oh, yep.
But does much happen in 2 or 3?
No.
Okay. No. Well, I'm pretty good then.
Who's the bad guy?
The guy who's in Die Hard.
Voldemort.
Voldemort. No, the guy. The Die Hard ends up being a good guy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
The ball guy with the nose.
Snape's all good. Yeah, who's that?
So you're trying to give me clues? You're on camera, mate. It's a video show.
No, I know, but I was just
it's
trying to make.
Voldemort. Oh, that's Voldemort. I thought that was like.
No. Voldemort. He's the bad guy. That's all you need to know, basically.
So here's the deal. If you want me to come, I'll come.
Of course I want you to come. I need to fucking fill some seats.
Well,
mate.
You've got 18 seats, but the thing is, you don't have to. If you just want to go with Torbs and really settle in.
Is it like, because you know how gold class is like at the back?
No. It's your own cinema.
Oh.
I think you're thinking of like the luxe bits. No, this is like the smaller.
Oh, see, I thought it was like the back part. And I was like, oh, are they selling like nosebleed seats at the front?
Well, because it's not a new movie coming out.
Yeah.
Like they're putting this on for you. They're going to have to order it from the people.
Well, I've got the DVD. Do they want it?
Oh, well, that might cost us an extra.
That would save us some money.
Save us a bit of cash.
They could log into my stand and just stream it.
Just play it.
Hotspot off my phone.
You laugh, but.
That could be.
Because they kind of said, oh, with ones that aren't new releases, we have to like get permission from the distributor and reorder the reel and stuff.
Oh, fuck.
And so there's an extra fee for that, which has been covered because I love you. It's your Christmas present. But. You've got 18 seats. It's an 18-seat cinema. So it's 9 booths of like, you know how there's like the couple two? So there's 9 of those booths.
Right.
It's like 3, 3, 3 in the double and that's it. And so you can choose.
And no one's going to talk because it's no one else is there.
So you can either have it for you or Torbs or you can invite people or whatever.
I do like the idea of no one talking in the cinema.
The thing I liked about having a cinema to yourself is that you can talk and there's no one else. No, but like. You can talk, but no one else can because there's no one else there. And you don't have to be scared of like, oh, I can't talk because I don't want to ruin the experience for someone else.
Yeah, because that was what happened with the Maltesers at Jurassic World, remember?
Yeah. That's why I knew you, because you're like, I don't want to ruin it for everyone else. But when there is no everyone else, then suddenly you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Ruin it for just for myself.
Myself, yeah.
Yeah.
Be a real man, ruin your own day.
You know what? Let's take a logistics chat offline.
Okay.
We could, but that's a great gift. That's a really thoughtful gift. That is a really, really thoughtful gift.
I think someone suggested something similar for the Fuck It Fund, and I went, I like that idea.
All right, well, get ready because next year there's going to be about 800 personalized videos. Yes.
Hey, Village,
sponsored
Tony
videos
Ryan here.
For Village Cinemas.
So shout out to our good friends
our
at Village.
Our good friends at Village Cinema.
That you have your own cinema to watch your favourite movie.
Oh, my God. That's a really great gift.
And I apologize. Now that you know what it is, I'm sorry I can't, like,
no, that's
give
a,
it to you.
That's a great gift. That is a really, that's okay. That's a very thoughtful gift.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you
for saying that. And thank you for your present. It was beautiful. We've done well this year.
I feel a little bit upstaged.
Mate, you think you're upstaged? How do you think Pippa feels?
Pippa bought BJ a lovely gift.
Oh, no, she did.
That was mean.
It's mean because you react like that.
Pippa bought BJ his favourite toy that unfortunately was destroyed
by
at BJ's hand. But
I think
we did well.
We did real well this year.
Yep.
I'm nervous for next year. I can't afford it already.
Yeah, me either.
Before we get out of here, we need to set each other's out of office email.
Yeah. So
Tony, we'll be going first.
I've written yours.
Great.
Hey there. Thanks for your email. Tony and Ryan is taking a break over Christmas and only checking emails occasionally. So I'll get back to you on my return on January 3rd. Merry Christmas and chatting the new year! ! Ryan.
I think I want you to read your email out.
Oh, should I have done that for yours?
Nah, maybe.
Okay.
I've texted it to you.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, Ryan.
Go on.
So this is what people are going to get automatically
Actually,
when they email me.
Can you just spell out the first word before you say it?
HMMMM.
How many M's?
4.
Okay. This is what the message sounds like.
Seems like a next year problem to me. I'll be back on deck from January 3rd, so if it's still relevant, I'll get back to you then. See you next year.
Keep going.
Author Tony Lodge. You know what? I'll use it.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got to.
Sounds like an next year problem to me.
Mine's so nice.
If it's urgent, call the cops.
But do you like how on yours you're checking emails occasionally, so I guess you're running the business for the next 3 weeks.
I'd love to.
Your mobile phone number's in there as well, so obviously didn't read that out for privacy reasons.
Well, I guess I'll have to, because you're busy at a mother-daughter pop photography shoot.
Portography.
Damn it.
To round out the year for the last video show,
yep.
What do you love to see? Keep it fucking tight, I reckon, as well, if you can. If you got it in ya.
We're doing a little bit of an air check on the way through, are we? I'm just actually looking for mine.
Oh, do you want me to go first?
Yeah, please.
I have this is a fucking bold way to end the year, I think, on a recommendation. A bit of holiday viewing, if you
yeah,
will.
Yeah, all righto.
You've
had a good fact. I'd hate to lose the momentum. Yeah.
I recently watched the TV show Bad Sisters on Apple. It's like on Apple TV or whatever that thing is. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Right, okay.
Torbs and I demolished it in the weekend.
Bad Sisters.
So it's about, there's like five sisters, mm-hmm. and one of them is married to a real fucking asshole. Like, he's just like, you know, like treating her not very nicely.
Is
like
it the stepdad from the Santa Claus?
Neil comes back and it's him.
Reprising his role. Fuckhead stepdad.
And she is like, he's kind of, you know, like hitting her a bit and like being really emotionally and financially abusive and just like a real awful guy. And turns out that he's done, he's a real Carlo Conti. And the sisters actually come together and go, we're going to kill him.
Whoa. Okay.
It is the best show I've watched in ages. It is so fucking good. We started watching it on like Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was midnight and we were like, we've got to go to fucking bed.
Yeah.
And then we finished the rest of it on Sunday morning.
That's when you know it's good.
Yeah, because we just like could not wait to find out the end.
That's huge.
It is such a good show. I fucking fully recommend while you're bloody in a coma after Christmas lunch or in the days where you've eaten too much cheese and you don't know what time it is.
Okay, cool.
Fucking pop it on.
Pop it on. My love to see it is from a guy called Mark. Now, he goes to the cafe, orders his thing. The barista goes, can I get a name for the order? And he goes, yeah, it's Mark, but with a C. And have a look on your phone.
I love this so much.
Have a look what's come back.
Cuck.
How's it spelled?
C-A-R-K.
So, you know how we went to the cafe ourselves earlier this morning?
Yeah.
I got you something. Of a little piccolo. And it's Tony with an I. There you go, mate.
I-O-N-Y. This is better than the cinema.
Excuse me.
Nah, just for comedy.
Definitely cheaper. Could I get a spare cup and a texter? Tony
There's
with
not
an I.
A lot of names that this would work
I know.
For. So that's very clever from you.
Yeah. Well, I read that and I was like, maybe I should do it for, it worked.
Two props today, the carrot and the cup.
What a way to finish the year.
That's amazing.
What a way to finish
the year. You know the other one of those I love?
What?
Stephen with a PH. Stephen. Whenever I see that meme, I fucking piss my pants. It's so funny.
All right, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for hanging out with us all year.
Yeah.
Honestly, fuck.
What a year.
Just amazing.
This time last year, we were working our full-time jobs and recording this podcast on the weekend.
On a Saturday, cutting it on a Sunday.
Yeah, and it looks very different. Our lives are very different because you watch and listen to this podcast, so thank you very much.
Our dreams have actually come true, being able to do this every day. And fucking, like, what a life. Best job in the world.
Our dreams have come true.
Our dreams have come true. Fucking love you. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for everyone who's filling in for us over the next few weeks.
Exactly. So there will still be episodes over the next couple of weeks, but take it easy. Enjoy your holiday season, whether you're celebrating, whether you're with family, whether you're with friends, whatever you're doing. Drive safe. You know how that's like a thing that celebrities say at the end of like a Christmas. Yeah, like, it's like Carol's in the Domain or something.
Sounds like someone's got a car.
Drive safe. We'll drive very safe because if you're driving with my car, then you fucking take it.
I was quietly hoping when I opened this, I was going
to
see
the keys to the Audi were in there?
Just the Audi.
Mate, the Audi is sizable.
Could you imagine you're in the Santa Claus where he pulls the canoe out of the bag? It's an Audi.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
All right. And our final thing to save is...
Meowry Christmas.
When will we see everyone? I hate this. I'll let Tony do it on her own.
See you next year! Love you. Love you so much.
It's not funny.
Love you. Bye. See you next year. Do you get it? Because next year.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Okay. Just making sure.
No, I got it. Yeah, okay. I was here.
How good was the fact, though? The fact that we'll see everyone next year. Ah!
Franco, turn it off.